Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back. 8:03 on a Monday morning. Licking our wounds after a loss to the Jets yesterday. We'll do the wake-up call in just 1 second. It is the morning shift. Mike, Allie, Bo, Dylan, hanging out with you here. And so many topics of conversation as we move towards the wake-up call. And I'm just going to caution people. Make sure you talk about how your elf arrived in the right light, okay? Just make sure we're very careful. We are talking on radio, so we want to make sure that people are aware of how the elf, you know, did he come in through the window? Did he come through the chimney? How did he arrive last night? So any kind of clue that we can get on that would be nice to have. Also, before we get to the headlines, Allie, do want to make sure that I pay off what I said just a couple of minutes ago when Bo was saying that he thinks the big buyouts are going bye-bye eventually in college football.
Okay.
I'm going to one-up you. I think this we might be seeing very soon the end of these conference championship games. I don't see how we continue to go down this path of conference championship games. When you look at the and the possibility that the ACC champ gets left out, and probably should, that with Miami ranked ahead of them, and then you look at the likes of the Tulanes of the world and everybody else involved in this thing, and also the possibility that Bama could have their third loss this week. That's going to be another kind of thing that Bama could go essentially from winning that game and getting a bye or losing that game and being out of the playoff. Like, that's how big it feels like the spread is and how big things are for Bama. So these conference championship games, I think, are really – look at BYU, for example. BYU's got one loss. It's to Texas Tech. A lot of people think Texas Tech's one of the top best teams in the country.
They are.
They're going to play them again. BYU might have two losses, both to Texas Tech, and be left out of the playoff altogether.
I saw a Texas A&M fanboy complaining yesterday about the fact that, well, we lost one conference game, and we're not even in our conference title game yet. You know, they started complaining, and there's a two-loss team in the conference title game. Talking about Alabama.
Sure.
And he went on complaining about, then they mentioned the Duke thing, and I said, well, it's easy. Go to the ACC and play. You don't like it. You lost one conference game, so did Alabama. And you didn't beat a team.
I was going to say, their SEC schedule was underwhelming.
Did you beat a team as good as Georgia all year at A&M? No. Do I think A&M had a claim to the top spot in the college football playoff before choking on it Friday?
Yeah,
I do. But you choked on it against a three-loss team and lost by 10 points on the road.
Ole Miss has probably got a worse gripe than, well, that Notre Dame win's big. Ole Miss didn't have anything like that, but Ole Miss.
I'm talking about conference only, though.
Yeah, I know, but and that's my point is that Ole Miss beats Texas. Texas A&M can't get that done. Ole Miss is still with one loss and not going to the championship game.
Pause, by the way. You said it. You doubled down on the choking on it twice. So I'm just throwing that pause.
Hey, well, that's what they. What else? What else would you describe that as?
We started off talking about the elf. Okay, let's just keep it right there as the main focus. One more question before Allie hits the headlines and we get to wake up call. Who came out of the Lane Kiffin situation looking the worst? Is it Ole Miss? Was it Lane Kiffin? Is it LSU? Is it Jimmy Sexton? Who do we think came out of that looking the worst?
It's Lane. It's not Jimmy. Jimmy's just doing his job. He's getting his clients paid.
I think Ole Miss did what they had to do.
I think that it stinks that they couldn't figure out a situation where he could coach this team through the playoff.
Before we go any further, have you seen the quote, the rumored quote, the interaction between Pete Golding and Lane from Saturday night?
No.
Where they're supposedly sitting in the Ole Miss facility and I guess in Lane's office, and they're watching the Alabama-Auburn game. And Lane starts complaining about something, and supposedly, it's all per source. I don't know if this is any truth or it's not. This is what I read, so hold on to it. But supposedly, Golding's like, why are you even here? This ain't your office anymore. Go watch this at home.
Wow.
And people are taking it as he was, like, kicking him out, and I took it as – two buddies that he's just like, why are you even watching it? Go home.
Yeah, there's definitely, of course. I mean, and they've been through it together. And I think that Lane definitely probably came out looking the worst. But in the end, it's not like he's the only other coach to jump from one school to the other.
No.
And that's why the whole thing, it's like I give it percentages almost. I hate that LSU, like, could there not have been a scenario where Lane told LSU, if you really want me to coach you, you're going to wait till I'm done with this team? Like, could that not have been a possibility?
I don't think it had to do with LSU. I think it was Ole Miss. And I think the reports were is that Lane was essentially stealing as many coaches as he can. That there's a rumor that he told.
And he put that to bed with Marty. He's supposedly, when he's talking to Marty Smith, he's like, that was never a thing.
Well, if you believe
which
Lane.
I don't.
Do you believe Lane Kiffin?
I never
Kiffin?
Believe what Lane Kiffin said.
I wholeheartedly believe he probably told guys, all right, if they don't let me coach, get on the plane with me or you're not coming.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it past. The way that guy is done, how do you put it past? It's hard to believe anything Lane says. It's not – I'm not – look, if he was going to Florida, I'd be happy. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and say I wouldn't. But it still doesn't absolve of him of making a mess of everywhere he leaves. Everywhere he leaves, it's a messy breakup.
He's a messy individual, it seems. So I think Florida probably dodged one, in my opinion. But we'll figure that out on the other end.
All right, I want to mention this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Here are the headlines before you clock in. We'll skip over the college football ones. We covered all of that. But the Panthers did beat the Rams 31-28. Carolina is just a half game out of first place in the NFL. Or NFC South, the Hawks beat the 76ers in double overtime, 142-134. They'll play the Pistons tonight in Detroit. Pregame is set for 6:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 7.
404-726-0929. It's time for the wake-up call. I'm curious to check the temperature on the calls we will get today. I think that Falcons fans are just feeling beat down. Yeah. I think Falcons fans feel exactly like what the weather is outside. As Bo and I were doing the pregame show yesterday, and he's giving the Finley Roofing weather report, he's like, yeah, it's really dreary and rainy and cold. And I was like, man, it sounds like you're sitting in Atlanta.
Exactly
what's going on around here. And because of the outcome of the game yesterday, our emotions feel just like the weather once again here on a dreary Monday morning in December. Let's go ahead and head out to the phone lines and see what we got here. Let's talk to Justin. He's over in Athens. Justin, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, I was just going to talk about my elf on the shelf for our house.
Please do, Justin.
Your elves arrived. Yay!
Yes.
We have three sons, and our oldest son's 14, a freshman at North Oconee. He named our elf Riff about 12 years ago. And every year, Riff magically shows up with a little surprise for the boys.
Okay.
And this year, he brought some Krispy Kreme donuts with sprinkles and left a little note. And he said, do not worry, I'm back. And the boys were absolutely loving it this morning. So it was a pretty special moment in our house.
Awesome, Justin. Thanks so much for the phone call. Yeah. Rockies last year brought donuts one morning as well. But he made sure he ate a couple of them.
I gotcha. You
know, yeah, before the kids woke up.
Everybody loves an elf that brings donuts.
Yeah, he had a little chocolate on his chin. A little mischievous. All right, let's head back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Anthony. He's in Covington. Anthony, what's going on, man? Welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, we're happy to be back on the phone lines this morning. The vibes are high.
Nice.
And the reason being is because we had our first encounter in family history with our elf on the shelf. that came and dropped by this morning.
Yes.
The three wonderful babies have named this elf Hops because they had the wonderful experience of watching Zootopia 2 this past weekend. So they have named this elf Hops, and Hops has left them a note this morning explaining everything, and the kids are super excited. But switching over to sports real quick, we need to talk about it. Ladies and gentlemen of Atlanta, we have an MVP candidate in downtown Atlanta. His name is Jalen Johnson.
I agree.
With 41 points last night,
right?
17 rebounds, 7 assists, and a double overtime win. Are you kidding me? Ladies and gentlemen, we need to pay attention to our Atlanta Hawks. They are rolling right now, baby. We are happy to be back. We love you guys. Atlanta, be kind to one another. You going to do one more time? Ready?
No.
Three claps and a Ric Flair. Are you ready? Three claps and a Ric Flair.
Woo! Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the phone call, Anthony. And shout out to Hops. Shout out to Hops for bringing the good vibes already early this morning, early this December.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
But let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy Chris. He's over in College Park, and he's got probably the best voice of anybody that calls into the station. Chris, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, Big Mike?
Hey, man.
And after two calls about the elf, I hate to bring down the vibe.
Oh, my Chris. God.
Come on, Chris.
I know. I was like, watch me be the one. How you doing, fearless leader?
I'm here, sir. How are you?
Exactly. And Allie Mack.
Man, I'm always wonderful.
That's right. We lost to the Jets, y'all. We lost to the Jets, man. And not in my worst nightmare that I think we'd be trending toward a worse record than we had Mariota and my boy D. Riddy, the Cincinnati kid. Just crazy. You guys talked about the offensive linemen in one of the segments earlier and about their contracts and about how, you know, nobody's going anywhere. You know what I mean? We got great young talent. The defense is trending like we've wanted to. The sacks that we wished for years are here. And it's unfortunate that the record is what it is. So it gets back to what I've been saying for a minute, man. It's coaching. And I hate to be the one who beats on Raheem Morris, but you put this staff together. You've let some guys go. I remember you guys talking about it and trying to put a positive spin on that. He recognized guys weren't doing their job, so he got rid of them. But you guys know you can't fire the team. So that means it's the coach. I think he should finish the year, but he's got to go. He's 25 games under 500 career, and the only thing I got to hold on to is that I'm a loyal member of Squid Nation. Hashtag Squid Nation. Hashtag Squid Squad.
There you go.
I'm going to hold on to that. Can't fire the team. You know what I mean? I'm going to put that one in my back pocket.
Well, that's why that's part of the clean house thing. So silly to me. It's like if you're really clean house, you'd fire the team. It would just be like you can't go complete rebuild with in the NFL like to that point. Like it's just not.
I don't know, man.
I mean, you can strip it down, but I just don't. I don't know.
Can I ask you this? I'm going to ask Arch this on the other side. Would you rather be in our shoes right now or maybe the New York Jets' shoes?
Oh.
Well, I would never want to be in the New York Jets' shoes.
They're the Jets?
They're the Jets, their ownership. Like, their owner actually works against them at times. And they haven't. The Jets, that is.
They got two first-rounders, two second-rounders. They traded away some huge contracts. They feel like they are just ripping the Band-Aid off and starting anew.
Yeah, that's well, I don't know. they really didn't. I don't know. It's the, what are you ripping the Band-Aid off? I mean, that was a. There wasn't a Band-Aid on that. I think they needed stitches.
We just talked about the big O-line contracts we have. They got rid of Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner. They're starting new.
Yeah, but they also we can talk about this. The cows come home. They got rid of good players. That doesn't help them win now.
We should definitely ask Arch about this. Arch, if we're late, by the way, it is Bo and Mike's fault. That's a little side conversation. You can also join the morning shift to us every Friday for the tailgate at home. It's presented by Publix. Bo will fire up the grill, share his favorite game day recipes, and you can share your best work on the grill by tweeting at the morning shift. It's the tailgate at home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. Coming up, Dave Archer, former QB and Atlanta Falcons radio analyst.
Analyst.
Well, join us to talk about the Falcons-Jets game. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.